This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for establishment of industries with minimal capital amount to enhance domestic production. Landslide blocked Nagthunga Road, major entry and exit point to federal capital resumes for one-way traffic. Health Ministry and National Innovation Centre sign agreement to collaborate in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances of federal hospitals. And Russia claims Moscow was targeted, says no talks with until Ukraine defeated. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the need to establish and expand many industries with minimal capital amount to enhance domestic production. Addressing the Startup Nation 2030 conference in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli viewed that youth and women with innovative and creative thinking could get employment opportunities within the country if industries are established. Prime Minister Oli encouraged expansion of entrepreneurship among youths to displace imports, reduce poverty, bolster national confidence, and to achieve sustainable development goals. The Prime Minister argued that the banks and financial institutions should provide loans to such enterprises on the basis of the project rather than keeping enterprises as the mortgage, stating that some fraudulent elements were trying to defame cooperatives. The Prime Minister assured that the government would advance cooperatives in a healthy manner. One-way traffic has resumed at Nagthunga, the major entry and exit point to the federal capital. The road located in Chandragiri Municipality 2 of Kathmandu had been blocked due to a landslide earlier this morning. According to Police Range Thankot, the road has been opened for one-way traffic since 5 p.m. With continuous rain and subsequent landslip, it took a whole day to open the road that was blocked since 10:30 a.m. The Ministry of Health and Population and the National Innovation Centre has signed an agreement for collaboration in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances at 17 federal hospitals. Chief of the Ministry's Quality Measurement and Regulation Division, Dr. Madan Upadhyay and Dr. Mahabir Poon signed a letter of agreement to that connection on behalf of the division and the centre respectively. On the occasion, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep said the ministry is collaborating with the centre as it is necessary to make the health equipment functional and well-managed for managing the health sector in the context of limited resources with the state. Meanwhile, centre chairperson Poon said that the National Innovation Centre has caught another significant responsibility in connection with improvement of the health sector. South Korea's ambassador to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadra today, matters relating to bilateral interest and cooperation in various areas including economic, trade, investment and tourism were discussed. The Prime Minister hoped for continued support from the Republic of Korea to Nepal's various sectors in the future too. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has called for finalizing the bill designed to amend the Prevention of Corruption 2002 from the respective committee. During the deliberation on the bill in a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives today, Home Minister Lekhak said that the committee's amendment regarding the bill is acceptable to the government. The Home Minister proposed to conclude the identified issues through clause-wise deliberations. Meanwhile, the lawmakers who have sought amendments to the bill that is under the discussion at the committee are univocal that a time limit for investigations against issues of corruption be withdrawn. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadkar, today held a discussion with Forest Minister, Secretary and Chiefs of related departments in a bid to sort out problems on power production. Minister Khadkar said the government has aimed at producing 28,500 megawatt electricity, but the power projects are facing problems, especially on forest use and land acquisition. On the occasion, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi, said his ministry was working to ease the problems that obstruct power production, procedural delay and legal hassles need addressed. Four critically injured people in a Bolero Jeep accident at Changkeli Rural Municipality in southern part of Humla District today morning have been airlifted to Surkhet by a helicopter for further treatment. Rural Municipality Chairperson Pyarilal Sahi said other three people, including the driver, are receiving treatment in Dharma Health Post. Police said the jeep fell off some 150 meters while taking a turn at Gorisala. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chan Song has paid a courtesy call on Chairperson of the National Assembly Naren Prasad Dahal. According to the Chair Dahal Secretariat, during the meeting held at the office of the Chairperson Dahal in Simhadarbha today, matters related to bilateral partnership, mutual cooperation and relations were discussed. The renowned destination for trekking globally, the Annapurna Conservation Area, reported 21 deaths due to altitude sickness during the fiscal year 2023-2024. Of them, 6 are Nepali citizens. According to Annapurna Conservation Area Project Chief Dr. Rabin Kadaria, among the dead, 11 are Indians, 2 are Malaysian, 1 is Ukrainian and 1 is Briton. Most of the casualties took place along the Muktinath area in Mustang. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Dmitry Medvedev, deputy head of Russia's Security Council, says Ukraine's incursion in the Kursk region means that there will be no talks between Moscow and Kyiv until Ukraine is completely defeated. Al Jazeera cited Russia's Ministry of Defense as saying 11 Ukrainian drones were shot down over the Moscow region with no projectiles making impact in the capital. The Russian military said it shot down a total of 45 one-way drones, also including 23 downed over the Bryansk region, 6 over Belgorod, 3 over Kaluga and 2 over Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military reports that its defenses detected and tracked 72 projectiles launched by Russia since last night, most of which were intercepted. A bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims has overturned in Iran, killing at least 28 passengers. The crash happened on Tuesday night in the central Iranian province of Yazd and was due to a defective braking system, Reuters reported, citing a preliminary police investigation. The pilgrims were traveling from the Sindh province in Pakistan to Iraq's holy city of Karbala to commemorate one of the biggest events in the Shia calendar. According to the local media, around 50 people are believed to have been on the bus at the time of the crash. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Lumini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for establishment of industries with minimal capital amount to enhance domestic production. Landslide blocked Nagtunga Road, major entry and exit point to federal capital, resumes for one-way traffic. Health Ministry and National Innovation Center signed agreement to collaborate in repair, maintenance and management of medical appliances of federal hospitals. And Russia claims Moscow was targeted, says no talks until Ukraine defeated. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.